Welcome to the CEO Moms Building Wealth Podcast, where we redefine success and empower moms to thrive in every aspect of life. I'm your host, Kimberly, a wife, mom to four young kids, tech strategist, and business owner times three. We'll dive deep into the unique journey of moms who are taking charge, building businesses, and creating wealth, because we know that life is about so much more than just financial success. Join us as we explore the stories, triumphs, and challenges of these incredible women who are balancing entrepreneurship, motherhood, and everything in between. We'll discuss strategies for building thriving businesses, nurturing our relationships, and taking care of ourselves. Because let's face it, being a mom and a CEO requires a superpower. This isn't your average business podcast. We keep it real, raw, and relatable. Just genuine conversations with amazing CEO moms who are rocking their lives while building wealth on their terms. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, find a cozy spot, and get ready to be inspired, empowered, and know that you're not alone. Together, we'll shatter glass ceilings, redefine success, and show the world that being a CEO mom is the ultimate superpower. Let's dive in. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the CEO Moms Building Wealth Podcast. Technically, today is a solo episode, but it's going to be a very special episode with a very special guest. If you're listening on the day that this podcast comes out, it's April 26, 2024, and it is Chance and I's 10-year wedding anniversary. So when I saw that the podcast was coming out on this date, I knew that I wanted to do something really special for you, and I thought it would be really cool for him to come on so that we can share some of our journey together, how we met, what he can share, what it's like to be married to a CEO mom. We're going to talk about what it's like having and raising four kids. So I have no idea, like 100%, how this podcast is going to go today. We're both sitting here hovered around my microphone, but I think that everyone's really going to enjoy this, and we're excited to share this with you. And so, Chance, say hi.
Hey.
I don't want him to get too wordy with y'all. I mean, whoa now. But I think if you follow me on Instagram, a couple weeks ago we were on the way to Gage's field trip. Chance was driving, and I shared that I am a woman of many opinions and many words, and Chance is not. And so I think that frustrates both of us, or like annoys both of us. I think you get annoyed with my talking. I get frustrated with your lack of talking, but then also sometimes it works.
Yeah, I think it works. I'm less frustrated now. I'm used to it.
See what I mean, y'all? Like, I would have had so much to say to that just now. And he's like, it's fine. Okay. So when you're listening to this, we'll actually be in Naples, Florida together. I was invited to be the keynote speaker at a live mastermind event. And since the date was so close to our anniversary, Chance agreed to tag along, which I feel like is a perfect 10-year culmination of our marriage, because you definitely tend to be the like go with the flow part of this relationship. Would you agree?
I would agree, yes.
Is that all you're gonna say?
I mean, it's true. It's true. I'm not gonna argue it.
I know, but how do you not have anything to add? This, y'all, this is like the crux of our relationship. I'm like, but how do you not have more to say? And he's like, oh my god, shut up, you've said the same thing five times.
Not in those words.
Basically in those words. Maybe it's a little bit nicer. Okay, so we're going to pop into how we met first. And whenever Chance and I have conversations like this, I like to make him say things first, because if not, he just, I feel like he says what he...
A default.
He just says what I say. So I'm kind of going to let him go first for everything, and then I'll share my side, or if I have to correct anything...
You can chime in.
Yep. So how did we meet, Chance?
We basically met by being nerds together. we were both working as tutors for College of Engineering at Auburn. And
back in my engineering days, before I quit that major. Hey, I made it really far in that major. 3.5 years in. I almost went too far. Should have gotten out sooner.
So yeah, and so we had really, what was it, the 9 o'clock slot, 8 o'clock
We had the
slot?
9 a.m. slot on a Monday
Yeah,
morning.
that no one ever signed up
No
for.
college kid was coming to free tutoring at
Yeah.
9 a.m.
And so we kind of usually would have that hour to hang out together.
I like to say that you helped me out with my homework a
Yeah,
lot.
a little bit, a little bit.
Think I was in MATLAB in
Yeah,
physics.
yeah.
But it's funny because I had actually, quote unquote, met you or seen you one time before that, the semester before
Oh, that's
that,
right, yep.
when
Had to
I
help.
came for tutoring for physics and Jenna, another, so Chance is a mechanical engineer by degree. I was in chemical engineering for my degree. And so Chance is excellent at physics. Physics is a much more important skill, I would
Yeah.
say, for your degree than it was for chemical engineering. We
Yeah.
just had to get through it, but we didn't really use it. And so I signed up with the senior who was in chemical engineering. Her name's Jenna. We're still friends on Facebook. And I was like, oh, good. Well, she's chemical engineering. So, I should sign up with her. And she had to go get Chance to come
She was
help
like, "Yeah,
me.
I don't use this
She was
anymore."
like, I don't, she, cause like, I was maybe like either like end of freshman year or start of sophomore year
Yeah.
taking physics one. And she was a senior. So she probably like got through, did what she had to do to get through physics one and then like pushed it out of her brain. And so she had to go get Chance. And so that was like our first like quote unquote meeting
Encounter.
encounter. But you were like so focused on the physics, and I don't know if I was focused on the physics.
So I was kind of focused on this. I was
Yeah.
like, don't mess this up for this chick in the room, you know. Don't look like an
Don't look like an idiot.
idiot.
But I was actually still dating my high school boyfriend at the time of that encounter. And then even when I started tutoring, and I really think that for me, that was part of like how we were able to become friends. And I wasn't because I like, even though I thought you were really hot, I like obviously wasn't gonna do anything because I was in a committed relationship. And so I think it took, for me, it took the pressure off because it was like, well, even though he's a really good looking guy and he's really smart, I'm not gonna do anything. Like there's no possibility there. And so,
Yeah, I think like in general, both of us, neither of us were really looking for anything at the time, relationship-wise, so it made it a lot more casual.
And so like it really did allow us to develop that friendship foundation first before it was like all the nervousness of, ooh, what if it's more?
Right. You know, it was definitely probably the first several months. At least probably a year or so that we knew each other, you know, we didn't even think about dating or anything like
Close
that.
to a year. And then there was the receptionist there who was
Yeah.
pushy in a loving way, you
Yeah.
could say. And she finally made Chance go out of his comfort zone. So I've learned since that time, because that was what, 2011, 10, 11. I don't know. We've been together more, so we've been married 10 years, but we've been
I think
together maybe
20,
like 13
like fall
years.
of 2010, I guess, is when we started dating officially.
Either 2010 or 2011. Must have been 2010.
I graduated in spring of 2011, so
Okay, well, it was 2010, y'all.
it
This chance is still there. And I've learned that he is not a man of action. And so the sweet receptionist made him be a man of action. And I think he fumbled with his words so much. I was like, so do you want to hang out? Because I'm a.
I'm like, so what are you exactly trying to ask me?
Right, and I'm like a take charge. So I'm just like, so do you want to hang out? And we hung out at Skybar. And if you know anything about Auburn, good old
It's the
Skybar.
place to be.
It's the place to be. I don't think it's still called that, actually.
Really?
I don't think so.
It's like an institution, I suppose.
I think the place is still there, but I don't know if it's called Skybar anymore. And so, yeah, it was, we hung out on LSU football weekend. I have friends in town. We have our first picture in the bar. And should we say the rest is history?
The rest is definitely history, yes.
So, was it love at first sight for you? I don't think no,
Not
because I don't
really,
think either of us were
no.
thinking, like, we weren't, I don't
It was
know.
in
Like,
that
we saw
that
each other, but, like, that's not where our brains went.
I mean, is it like lust at first sight?
Oh
Like,
my God,
is that a thing?
stop.
But
We're not
like
going there. We're not going there on the
I
podcast.
mean, that kind of go I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're both you were very attractive. I mean, you're very attractive now, but you were very attractive then too. So, it
That was when I
was.
was going to the gym twice a
Well, and you were in
day.
like those yoga pants and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, as a 20, 21-year-old guy, I mean, what else do I have on my mind on a daily basis,
As a 35-year-old guy, what do you have on your mind on a daily basis?
True. Good point.
Anytime I still wear leggings, you're like, oh, you're teasing me. I'm like, no, I just got dressed today. Chance is a butt guy, not a boob guy, which is good for him because I've never really had much in the way of boobs, and then post four kids, it's just skin. So it's a really good thing that you're not a boob guy. Okay, so I also wanted to talk about for our listeners. So Chance is one grade level ahead of me. He's 2 years older than me, but he's one grade level ahead of me. And so we had two things here. He went off to grad school because he was a year ahead of me, but then also I was on the 5 year. You did your degree in 4 years
Did.
because he stayed for a lot of summers. I did internships, whereas he stayed and took a lot of classes. And so he's super smart. So he graduated in 4 years and then he went off to Boston for his graduate degree in mechanical engineering, and I was still at Auburn. And then this was in the time, it was that semester that we met that I was having my like crisis,
Yeah.
my college life crisis, and changing my major and realizing that engineering wasn't for me. And I was partying with all my friends. It was like my semester that like I just finally let loose. All my friends were graduating because they were all your age. All of my closest friends are Chance's grade level. And so,
It was right after I went to grad school, because I think it was
no, it was before because all like Monique and Michelle, like y'all, they all graduated with you, and like I lived it up y'all senior year. It was not my senior year, but I lived it up like it was. And then all of y'all left. So it was fine. And like I took 21 hours, I think, for when I switched to the business school once y'all left, and I buckled back down. And I say I went wild, but let's be honest, Kimberly's wild is not. It's not very wild, but for me, it was very wild.
Mild, wild.
Mild wild. So Chance went off to Boston. I had you were there. It was 18 months that you were
Yeah, a
up there,
year, about a
right?
year and a half,
About a
yeah.
year and a half that you were up there. And so he was in Boston, I was in Auburn, and we decided the summer before you went to Boston, and I guess we had been together like, 6, 7, 8 months at that point, that we wanted to stay together, but we had this huge distance in a somewhat new relationship. And so what was that like for you?
I mean, it was tough. I mean, distance is tough for any relationship. I think, we didn't have that opportunity to grow together as much because we just weren't physically together. So I mean, it kind of sucked. I mean, honestly, it sucked being away and not being with you all the time. I think maybe a silver lining from it was that it kind of forced us to be more independent with, and depend on each other, I guess, more for things like that, for
Like,
emotional support and things like that, not having to de I guess not having to depend on each other as much, and kind of learn to be more independent. I guess it was a little more of a silver
I'm
lining.
very independent, so I didn't
Well,
need to learn that.
fine.
I did not need to learn that. I think for me, how I viewed it was it forced us because, again, like you said, we were 22 and 20 or something like that, and so I think that in those age ranges, it's very normal for it to be a mostly physical attraction and physical relationship. And obviously that was removed for us because of the physical distance. And so it forced us to have more conversations, again, really deepen that friendship and that relationship, and to not just have a relationship based on physical attraction.
It's more of what I meant
That's what he meant to say. That's what he. See,
to
this
say.
is why I make him answer first, y'all, because if not, he just says what I say. Okay, so now I want to get into. I'm gonna put you on the spot. And I hope I know these. What would you say are my best qualities?
Oh man, there's too many to name.
That's a good answer right there. That's a smart man who's been married 10 years right there.
think like you're a very upfront, you know what you want type person, and so it's really easy to kind of read you. I don't really have to read you. You kind of just tell me what you want. You tell me how it is, and so it's like I don't have to interpret you at all because you just tell me. And so I definitely appreciate that aspect.
That's a good way to turn a negative quality into a good quality.
Well, no, I mean, like, I got a lot of guys like, oh, I don't know what my wife's trying to tell me. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, well, my wife just tells me. Right? Like, yeah, I don't have to guess.
I'm dead. But my friend Kat, remember I came home from the retreat last year, and my friend Kat, her husband has always told her, like in a good way, and I love this, but like some of your best qualities are also your worst qualities. Oh, yeah. And I think that there's a lot, like after she said that, I was like, yeah, there's it's a true. Lot of validity to that.
I've read something about that, how it's like, yeah, you know, it's the two sides of the same coin, where it's like, you know, a lot of good qualities, you know, they have the bad qualities to go along with it. They just kind of just, it goes with the personality. And so, you know, you can't, you know, there's no perfect person. You know, if someone has some type of qualities, you're going to have some negative qualities that mirror them.
Yeah. And I definitely think that, like, you know, if something negative's going to come out, like, it's going to be with our person and with our family and, like, our safe space.
Right.
Any other best qualities? Or just the fact that I tell you?
I think you're very, I will say you're very loyal to your family. I think you're very committed to your family, and you will do anything it takes to, give your family what they need or what they want, and you want the best for the people around you. And I have noticed that over the years, how, you know, you like just will do anything for the people you love. And, you know, I've come to really appreciate that.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to say what your best qualities are. And then we're going to go to what are the worst qualities so that we can, I don't know, maybe.
Vent.
So your best qualities are, because again, here's the adage of like your best qualities are your worst qualities. So I'm going to do mine together because they really are.
Combo deal.
A combo deal. So you're very laid back. And I find that that's your worst quality sometimes because it really frustrates.
Situation.
Yeah. It frustrates me sometimes, but I also think it's one of your best qualities because you actively remind me, you know, you've told me along the way with like my business, you're like, but if you hit that milestone or if you achieve that goal, what's next? Are you going to stop? And so you always remind me, you take the time to remind me that I can just be and that I don't have to keep like going to the next thing and achieving the next thing, that sometimes it's okay to just be laid back and to not have to always go, 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 or push for more or be more or do more. And you've certainly, you know, you've never expected me to do more or be more or hit certain milestones. You're always proud of me no matter what I do. And I think you've also, like, one of your best qualities, again, maybe one of your worst qualities, but no, I think this is really, like, you're less planned and more spontaneous, and so that's, again, been something that I really appreciate, that you've sort of shown me that, like, everything doesn't have to be planned, that it's okay to let it, you know, let it go and let it just be. And another thing that I think is one of your best qualities is not for everything. You're laughing. Not for everything. But when you're working on like an actual project, like let's take our, and I'll have to post a picture on my Instagram, but our china cabinet that you worked on. I mean, you were focused on that, and I don't want to say like perfectionist, but you really take pride in the things that you do like that. I almost wish you took more pride in some of the other things and put it into that. But like when I watch you build something or create something, and that's another good quality, like you're so talented with your hands and your knowledge of like fixing things, but not just fixing things, but like creating things and like just, I mean, what you did with the transformation with our china cabinet, you've built our kids' floats, you built a nightstand for Hunter, right? Like you've built all these things and you take so much pride in that and how it looks and the craftsmanship, and like you really own that, and you just, your sense of community, like when we talk about like your job and your outlook and what your job means to you, you have this big sense of like, I need to impact the greater good. And I think that that's really, really admirable.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So I kind of like tag teamed like your best and worst qualities. I'll say your worst qualities for me are the fact that like, you're too laid back sometimes. And I'm like, just get mad with me. Like, just get mad with me right now. Like, be equally mad with me. And you're just like, yeah, whatever. And it doesn't calm me down. It kind of makes me more mad sometimes. And then like, you're not organized. You don't have good follow through. You don't have good executive functioning skills. And it drives me nuts sometimes. And I make you a list and you don't even follow the list in order. After I put the list in order for you, you don't follow it, and it drives me nuts. Okay, what are my words?
Is that all?
Do you want me to keep going? What are my worst qualities?
Oh, that's a tougher one because you have so few.
Oh my God, stop. You are just trying to brown nose.
I guess, you know, the whole, you know, two sides of the same coin thing.
Being a high achiever is my worst quality.
Well, yeah, you're a high achiever. You're very driven. I guess, you know, going along those lines, you know, you can be a little more uptight about things, mm-hmm. take things a little too seriously, kind of get too focused on things more than, you know, you really need to be. You know, I'm almost take it personally.
I do.
Yes.
And even though you try to remind me to let it go, I'm not. I think I've, do you think that I've
improved? You've gotten do you think better. I've like I will say
chilled out?
Yes, I will say you have gotten better over the
I think
years
that's been more the kids than you, like.
Probably.
Yeah. I just, you know, I've had no choice with the kids.
You've been forced to.
Yeah. But it's still very
I mean,
much
yeah,
a work in
it's,
progress.
Yeah, I know it's still something that you have to actively work on.
Yes. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about my worst qualities?
No, there's so few. It's hard to name.
You sure?
Why?
I see it in your eyes
towards?
That there's more you want to share.
No, I think that's the big one. I know that's one that you've struggled with like over the years, and you've really been actively trying to work on, and I've seen you improve with that, and so it's kind of cool to see you transform and get a different perspective with that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let that go for. I feel like if there's more, I want you to share it.
Yeah, nothing I can think of at the moment.
Okay,
I'm in a good mood.
Okay, if you think of more, we can circle back to it. Okay, my next question is, what's one of your favorite memories since we've been together?
Oh man, this was a tough one. I was thinking about it. I know the first thing that comes to mind is really just. And it's not one thing. It's the, you know, I guess the birth of all of our kids.
Oh my God, that was mine.
Oh, sorry to steal it. But yeah, no, I think just like, you know, those are all just, they're really special moments. I mean, they were just, you know, and it was shared between the two of us. And it's like, you know, look at this human we created.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing our kids for the first time when they were born. And, you know, it was really emotional. And I don't know, it was almost magical.
I know. Yeah. So, okay, that was mine too. When I was kind of thinking about it, because I didn't want to like take 5 minutes on while we were recording to think about it. And so, yeah, for me, those are our favorite memories because, and for me, it was because like you were, I think, I mean, I don't have anybody else to compare it to, but like the best support partner. You were, you know, whatever I needed, you know, from sickness with the first kid, you know, and like you didn't leave my side, even though I would have left you high and dry if the roles were reversed. I'd have been like, dude, you're on your own. You didn't leave me. You know, I still vividly remember, you know, Hunter's 7.5 years old, and I still vividly remember like you whispering in my ear, like support words and strength words, and like, you've got this, you're doing great. And like, you did that with everyone except Beckett because.
Because I didn't need to.
Because you didn't need to, because we were just too shocked. But like,
he was born in the hallway.
Yeah, but like with all of the other kids, like just, you know, like the whole time, you know, like you're doing great. You've got this. Like, I'm so proud of you. You know, like keep going. And so like you were there holding my hands, like everything that needed to be done. And then I remember with Hunter, I don't remember as much with the others, to be honest, but like I remember you like crying and like just being emotional with Hunter and like seeing that and seeing like your excitement and your emotion fed like my excitement and my emotion, and just like I vividly remember like all the details of every single birth of every child,
including Beckett.
Including Beckett, except for like the 30 seconds of blackout. There were 30 seconds of blackout there with Beckett. But yeah, those like for me, I think are hard to beat in terms of, you know, those are already momentous occasions, right? But for me, it's also super special and one of like our, like my favorite moments of the two of us together, because like in a way, like when you were just like whispering in my ear and holding my hand, it was like even though there were 20 people in the room for Hunter, it was just the two of us. And then like, you know, you got to tell me that Vivian was a girl, and like I was, you know, I'd ask you, are you sure? Like I didn't trust you.
I mean, I was like, I think it's a girl.
Yeah, you were not confident, and you were not like, this is not something that you can mess up.
But the nurses were like, yeah, yes, it's a girl.
Because I was laying back and I couldn't see. Like I couldn't see. And so yeah, so those are definitely like my favorite memories for sure. Since we've been, and like we've had some fun ones with like travel, but like I don't know.
It doesn't compare.
But I want to make sure that the listeners know that for me, it's a favorite memory, not just because it was the birth of our child, but because you really were, like, in my opinion, like, as, like, awesome of a support person as it gets when I was going through that, especially for the last three that were unmedicated. And they were really hard. Okay. What do you think is one of the hardest things we've had to get through since we've been together?
I mean, you know, the long distance thing is definitely up there, which we talked about already. I don't know if it's like one thing, but I think just us being so different of people, I guess, just like our first few years to like just being together were tough because we kind of had to like get used to
each other. Really? I don't think the first few years were hard. I feel like it's been like since having kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely been tough too. And yeah, I guess having kids would definitely be on there too for the toughest things we've done together. But yeah, I guess just in general, having to adapt to our differences in personalities and differences in just expectations and ways of doing things. And it's always like the little things you don't think about, and just like, you know, that it's like, oh, I never thought that there was a different way to think about this or a different way to do this. And
I think part of that's because like you just grow up differently. Like exactly, it's natural to grow up differently, and we're not like we're from different families. We're from different parts of the country. So even just that, like, and you being down here, like, you know, people pick schools and apply to schools and get accepted into schools, and like that's a thing, you know. Yeah, I can agree with that. I think really some of the hardest things we've been through is, you know, like Hunter's diagnosis, Beckett's diagnosis, and I think why that's been the hardest for me is because with Hunter's, I don't want to say I felt unsupported by you, but again, like your lack of action, your lack of execution, I felt like I was really in it alone, and at first I felt like I was a crazy person for, and you didn't make me feel like a crazy person, but I didn't feel like overly supported in that journey until we really got like the diagnosis and stuff. And so, and it's just a hard thing to go through in general, right?
I wonder if part of that, maybe I was like partially in denial with it too. And so there could be that aspect of it.
And then it's been really challenging trying to figure out like, you know, I mean, parenting's hard in general when you don't have a neurodivergent child, and now we have two, and, you know, and it just, it adds a layer of stress and difficulty because, you know, I mean, and just four kids are stressful, and that's one of the hardest things we're getting.
As you were pushing everyone out the door earlier.
As I was pushing everyone out, I was like, go. I know y'all are 10 minutes ahead of schedule, but just, like, just go, because they were up early, and we had already had extra time with them.
All was full of energy.
All full of energy, and they're wonderful, and we're so blessed to have them. But, like, I mean, it's hard. It's hard figuring out how you want to parent together. It's hard when, you know, we parent differently sometimes. It's hard having neurodivergent, and I mean, the reality is they're special needs kids. Yeah. Hunter and Beckett are special needs kids, and it adds a layer of difficulty to our lives for sure. And it, I feel like it's put a lot of stress on our relationship and our marriage trying to get through that. It's been a really thick season. I would say probably like the last like four years or so has felt just really hard.
Yeah, when you're pouring all of your attention and energy into the kids. You know, it's hard to have anything left for the relationship too. And
Yeah,
so,
and
like,
even individually.
yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now that we're done with all the heavy topics, I wanted to do like a fast action this or that. Okay. Eat out or at home?
At home.
Eat out. planned or spontaneous?
So I think I prefer more spontaneous. I enjoy more spontaneous, but like it's funny because I'm kind of a creature of routine.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, like, it's funny because I used to be more planned, and now I'm starting to like really embrace the spontaneity from an enjoyment perspective, and then also because like you literally just have to like do it as you go with kids. Like, there's kids will kill all the plans you've made. If you plan to walk out the door at 12 o'clock, somebody's gonna have a blowout at 11:59. It is what it is. Okay, introvert or extrovert?
You already know. I mean,
I know, but tell the listeners.
I am definitely an introvert.
I'm an extrovert. Beach or mountains?
Mountains,
Growing
definitely.
up, I would have said beach, but now you have fully
Yeah,
converted me to
I
mountains.
was gonna say the same thing. Like when I was a kid, I was all about the beach, and I guess I just got beached out. So
Are we just getting into our old age?
I think so.
Okay, Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World for the parks, Disneyland for the weather.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. There was something super like really awesome and nostalgic, and when we went to Disneyland, it reminded me of my Disney World of my youth.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's a really hard one for me, I feel like. Would you rather go on a submarine or go skydiving?
Submarine.
Skydiving. Would you rather a state-of-the-art SUV or classic convertible sports car?
The classic.
The sports car?
Yeah.
I would want the SUV.
I know.
ketchup or ranch?
Ranch.
Ketchup. Sort by price or sort by rating?
That's a tough one.
I know what you are, though.
Price?
No,
No,
I was
you
gonna
think
say you
range?
usually do rating. I'm
It
price.
depends. It
You, I don't
depends.
know. I feel like you get into reading like all the ratings and the reviews, and I'm just like, eh, I'm just gonna go with what I want.
Fair
you
enough.
got like all the Amazon like apps so that like you can know if it's like an A, B, C, or D, F review or stuff like that. Sauce on the side or sauce on top?
So I'd say on top, it's funny, like I guess until I started dating you, you would ask for stuff on the side, and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that's an option. I don't know. I never even thought of
Because you just you like everything, whereas I'm
that.
like, can you put that on the side, please? crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Neither.
I could eat with a spoon.
Ugh. I don't eat nuts, y'all, and I try not to make a big deal of it in front of the kids because I want them to, I wish I did. They're really, they can be really good for you. Okay. Guacamole or salsa?
Guacamole.
Guac. Morning or night?
Night.
I used to be night. Now I'm really starting to appreciate my morning time to myself.
I've been trying to, but I'm still more of a night person.
Yeah.
It's
I would
more
say my
just built up.
natural tendency, like if like without working at it, I'm a night person. I have to work at the morning. Okay, passenger or driver?
Usually probably passenger.
Driver. Train or airplane?
I guess airplane.
Yeah, plane. I mean, I
I'm
want to take a train ride, but
yeah,
like
but
to actually
like
get places, I want a
yeah,
plane.
and it's
Like, get me
like who
there.
goes on a train around here? You know what I mean,
Yeah,
unless you
yeah,
live in Europe, I
yeah.
guess.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Neither. cooking or being cooked for?
Probably being cooked for most
Yeah,
of the
and I
time.
like to cook. I feel like I won you over through your stomach
For sure.
with my Italian and New Orleans big pot
That's
cooking. Lose sleep or skip a meal?
a tough one.
I
Probably skip a meal.
Yeah, same. Skip a meal. No. Yes.
Rather.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd skip a meal. I can skip a meal. Okay, sweating or shivering? Which do you prefer?
Oh, I mean, that's an easy one, shivering.
Oh, sweating, man.
I hate sweating.
I hate shivering. Hot coffee or iced coffee?
Hot coffee in the winter, iced coffee in the summer.
Neither. I don't drink coffee. Group hangout or one-on-one hangout?
I'd say one-on-one, unless like a
Yeah.
small group. Small
Yeah.
group's fun, but like if it's a big group, definitely I prefer one-on-one.
Yeah. I'm like both. I get fed
It
from
depends.
both.
Depends on the people.
Yeah. PayPal or Venmo?
I don't know. PayPal, I guess.
Venmo. Instagram or Twitter?
Let's see. I'm not really
Neither.
on
I was gonna say, that's a neither for you.
either.
I'm Instagram. Books or movies?
Probably movies most of the
Okay,
time.
books. Roller coasters or water slides?
They look like roller coasters.
Me, same roller coasters. Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
iPhone.
I've had an iPhone for like
Yeah.
15 years now.
Physical planner or digital planner?
When I use it,
I'm so glad you said that.
probably digital. It probably works better for me.
I'm both. I have to have both. Work from the office or work from home?
So that's a good one because I've actually definitely gotten experience both. I think I prefer at home
Yeah,
if I had to
same.
choose.
Messy desk or clean desk?
So I prefer a clean desk, but I usually don't have one. But I do appreciate having a clean desk
Yeah, I
more.
would say the same. It ebbs and flows. Visual learner or verbal learner?
Probably more visual.
Yeah, visual. Book smarts or street smarts?
So I'm definitely more of a book smarts
You
person,
think?
but I do respect and appreciate some good street smarts when I see it.
When you see it, yeah. I would say I probably have more street smarts and just more of that like business that like I mean I'm not like stupid. I have some book smarts, but I would say like just in general like I'm quick and like but not like real streets.
The
Like business streets, not the city
the
streets.
cleaner streets.
Yeah, the clean streets. Funny movie or dramatic movie?
Funny movie.
Funny movie. Expensive gifts or homemade gifts?
Homemade
I
gifts.
knew that. Expensive gifts. Walk slow or walk fast?
Fast.
Okay, but I feel like you walk slow. It's just like by nature you have long legs because he's 6'3", y'all. And so I feel like you like it is fast because you have long legs, but I don't feel like you walk fast. I'm like, come on. And I'm 5'1". I got short
Because you're
legs.
practically running half the
I'm not
time.
running. I walk fast. Clean as you cook or clean at the end?
While it may not seem obvious, probably clean as you
Yeah, you don't do that because it drives me
cook.
nuts. I definitely clean as I cook. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Chocolate. Sneakers or sandals?
Sneakers.
My old me would have said sandals, but as a mom, like I really appreciate just being like locked into my shoe and being able to run on a moment's notice and be comfortable. Pizza or tacos? It's
That's a tough one. Pizza,
one.
probably.
Pizza, yeah. Tacos close second. Laundry or dishes?
Like what I'd rather, which one I'd rather
Yeah,
do? Probably laundry.
Dishes. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset. I like a sunset.
That's a tough one for me. I guess sunset because I'm more of a night person, so I feel like I get to see it more, but I don't know. There's something really nice about sunrises,
Yeah.
especially when we're in like a nice location and the weather's really nice. So that's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chance, you may not know, but we always round out our guest episodes. I ask them like, what are the best and worst things about being a mom and a business owner? So I wanted to ask you a version of that. So what is the best thing about being married to a CEO mom?
So I know, I think I like the independence it gives you. I mean, I think, as opposed to being tied down to, a type of like a job, you kind of run your world, I
Yeah.
guess. You run your own world.
Yeah. And it's
And
funny because I'm a rule follower, but I don't like other people telling me what to do. Like, if
yeah.
the rules are the rules, I follow them, but like, I would have never done well in the military being told like what to do, where to move, where to live, how to do it. Like, I don't think that would have worked for me.
Yeah, for sure. And not only that, but I think, a lot of people get very drained by their work, but I feel like you get empowered by your work.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool how like your work almost like it's a positive what am I trying to say? It's just like a positive cycle where like it empowers you and it motivates you
Yeah.
and you want to do more because like you get so much gratification from what you do.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I definitely love what I do. I mean, like sometimes I feel like I have to, say like don't work, Kimberly. Like just go enjoy being with the family and the kids, which I enjoy that too. But yeah, I really do love my work. Yeah. Okay. What is the worst thing about being married to a CEO mom?
So
Specifically
I
me.
think
Namely me.
I think you've gotten better about this over the years. I think it's just the fact that it's you're always on, I
Yeah.
guess. It's
It's
the
tough to
it's
turn
e e
off.
even when you're not working, I mean your work is still there. And
It's in my head. I'm thinking about
Yeah,
it.
it's in your head, or you have to answer a call or something like that. And like I said, you've been better about that. Be like, okay, I'm not taking any calls this week, or I'm not, I'm turning off. And I have noticed that you've made a conscious effort, and you've been a lot better about kind of cutting it off, setting your boundaries and cutting it
Yeah.
off when you need to. But at the same time, I mean, it's your business, and
Yeah.
so you're ultimately responsible for it. So
Well, and it provides for our family too. I mean, it's not just like my business and my success. It's, we're a two income household. And so without my business, I would have to go back to a corporate job because we are a two income household with these four children and their expenses.
Yep. And yeah, so I mean, the work's always there, yeah. And it's kind of your responsibility, so you kind of always have to be in tune with it.
Yeah.
And so it
yeah.
just never goes away.
And it is, because I know you probably get annoyed, like, when we sit down, and it's like, I have a business question, or I want to tell you, you know, I want to talk to you about work or the business, and you're
yeah,
like,
I'm actually mostly interested when you tell me some of that stuff. Because, like, a lot of it's, like, problem-solving, and I'm, like, I like problem-solving type stuff.
Yeah, sometimes I just need to, you know, be able to, like, bounce ideas off or, you know, things like that. Okay, anything else that you want to share before we close it up?
It's been an amazing 10 years.
I'll say
that. It's flown by.
It has. Like, sometimes it feels like it's been a while, but then sometimes it's like, gosh.
Like 10 years. Yeah, it's like, yeah, 10 years.
And
like,
we're
no
old.
Way.
Like we're getting old.
I know. It's like a decade. Like, no, there's no way it's been a decade. Like,
I know.
It's weird.
I know. All right. Well, I hope y'all really enjoyed this different but fun episode. Chance is definitely a quiet, behind-the-scenes kind of guy, I would say. He laughs at me when I'm doing, like, stories, or he'll run away because he's like, I don't want to be roped into this. So I'm glad that you were willing to come and share your side of things on the CEO Moms Building Wealth podcast, because I couldn't do what I do without you.
Oh, thanks.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to the CEO Moms Building Wealth podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and found inspiration in the stories of our incredible CEO moms. If you found value in this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend who could benefit from our empowering conversations, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform to help us reach more listeners. This ensures we can continue to deliver content that resonates with you, and together we can create a community of CEO moms who uplift and inspire one another. And remember, building wealth is about more than just financial success. It's about creating a life that fulfills and empowers you. So keep thriving, chasing your dreams, and nurturing your relationships. You're an extraordinary CEO mom. See you next time.